my right. There's some outside influences too. There always have been. Did you put that? Did you put the number two? But anyway, and I said, even if we were not successful, you know, the boycott is the only thing that's ever brought any contract.
A couple of minutes.
The only way we won.
You know, this whole thing that we've been talking about, you know, I sometimes feel like, you know, I can stay with a boycott as long as it takes, you know. And at the same time, I have other pressures, you know, like a teaching position at UCSB waiting for me and all this stuff, you know. And then I start moving, you know, I start thinking, you know, yeah, you know, I start thinking in revolutionary terms, you know, and the books I now read are that way, but then when I start hearing all this, you know, and that, you know, it seems that every revolution gets corrupted, you know, every radical move, you know, somehow loses its integrity, you know, then you start saying, gee, you know, what, you know, we're, you know, I can start feeling the frustration, you know, of trying to change things, you know. Because it seems that when after you change them, you wind up with the same thing.
Yeah. Why don't we go into it and plan even with the make-believe thing, what kind of staff we need, where we need, I mean,
well, we don't have make-believe names on here. We have the names of people we want.
Can we get
them? We got the names of the people we want.
Oh, okay. How many do we need?
Well, Jane actually.
Why not? Jane?
I can start. I've got it.
Is that registering?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got 14 cities or 14 areas. In some cases, in three cases, they're areas. You know, it takes a travel to three cities.
You got three of those?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those are three persons, but they'd be nine places. First is Philadelphia. And our idea is to have Venustiano go to Philadelphia. The second is Newark, New Jersey, and we don't have anybody. We have Montreal, I'm suggesting Jessica. I talked to them, and they said that they're going to split up. Miami, we're suggesting Fermin Moreno and his family. All these places, we're also suggesting volunteers that we don't have yet, like maybe some of them. Dallas, Fort Worth, we don't have anybody suggested. New Orleans, we don't really know, but talk a little bit about John Schroyer.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. San Antonio, Marie Saladato, and a volunteer. Birmingham, Memphis, Nashville, a traveler. Albany, Schenectady, Detroit, and Syracuse, a traveler. Albany, Schenectady, just forget about that.
Troy.
And Syracuse. Indianapolis, we don't have any suggestion. Milwaukee, Madison, we don't have it. Well, there's a possibility of trying to resurrect Jesus Salas or...
Jesus Salas is getting $100 a week plus expenses, you know, and if he's not cutting it, then should move on, you know, we get somebody to build churches by him direct.
Providence, Rhode Island, have Carolina and Mike Vasquez just go down, but that would be really up to, with the volunteers. But that's up to Marcos.
We talked to Marcos today, and he was going to, during this period, give them some special assignments and, you know, and look after what they were doing, to see how they were doing, and to see if he felt they were, you know, able to move on to a more independent
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Ed Sheeran.
Where is that now?
He's in Portland with Virginia. Mm-hmm. Now, here are the other names of people.
Did you say St. Louis, Jim?
No, I wouldn't. Mark, it's under Montreal, Jim. It's not in there.
Oh.
But it should
be. We
don't
have anybody suggested.
No, but it should be in the list.
Here are names of people that we know are alive.
Hi. Farewell. Say. Go ahead.
Okay. Venustiano, John Schroyer, Jessica, Maria Saladato, Romain Moreno and family, Ed Shera, Carolina and Mike Vasquez, Juan and Marie Flores, or half of the, you know, that's a big question mark, I think. John Bonavente.
Juan.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
Some of these people we don't know, you know, but we've seen him around, you know, and we, you know, we can only rely on you. Luis Garcia. Everybody know who Luis Garcia is?
Yes.
Yeah. From what?
Luis Garcia. He's a Jimara.
Jimara instructor.
Jim?
Yeah.
Can I go for a second? Give somebody else a mic.
She has to.
Luis Garcia. And then, you, Richard, were you thinking about some guy from Madera? Was it Maclovio Lopez who you were thinking of? That's what I thought. Okay, Maclovio Lopez. And then Epifanio Camacho, Senor Agundis. You know the guy?
To go by himself?
No. These are just possibilities of doing something, you know. Or that some kinds of decisions have to be made. Señor Flores, but I don't know which one that is. It's not Abdulia's father. It's another senior.
Somebody else?
Yeah, I think Cesar and Jim know who it is. Okay. A question mark about the possibility of Candy Clark coming back to see what she's doing.
Has anybody talked to her lately?
I talked to her about, how long ago? We talked about a month ago. She's in Madison, Wisconsin now. She wasn't doing very much on the boycott. She was, you know, she's
in
school. Candy Clark.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
And you guys who worked with her have a better idea on that. Andy Chavez, to see if he's going to stay in San Jose or perhaps go to another place or what situation we do with that. And we wanted to find out where was Danny Gomez. You guys know Danny Gomez?
Danny Gomez?
Cesar, no. Joan Schnabel, the question was she still in Chicago? Is she out?
I totally said that she was there.
Okay. Danny Gomez, do you know where Danny
Gomez?
Gomez?
Did you see Danny down in
Coachella, is he?
I mean, Coachella?
He's not with us anymore, is he?
No.
Well, these are people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is just anybody.
Can you read that over again?
Yeah.
These are people who are alive and breathing and.
Well, we were down to Luis Juan. Okay, when did you go out? Before Luis Garcia.
That was Agundis.
No, Juan Buenaventi.
Juan Buenaventi.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
I see.
These are all possibilities.
Yeah.
And Luis Garcia.
Luis Garcia from where?
From here, the Leno.
Where do you mean?
I'm sorry. Right here. Okay, and then down.
These
we already
good.
Know
all these.
I
don't. These
are already in the boycott.
But they're not.
Well, these are possibilities. No, these are people who are not on the who are either on the boycott and might be available for reassignment, or who are around here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's notes behind each one to see what the questions. Okay. Well, we were down to Joan Schnabel. So
he
read down and see if you have any
comments before then.
And it was the one Richard was thinking about.
You talked to him?
No, none of these people have been talked to him.
These are just ideas.
You better question from Camacho.
Well, no, we put them down because we want them to go.
See, I wonder if they're important.
These are people we're going to fight to as well.
And
Candy Clark, Candy Chavez, Danny.
Gomez.
John Schnabel. Where is she?
She's with Eliseo. But she was there when I was there. And
she may not be there anymore. Sure.
She may not. She's
okay, go ahead.
Then Harold Lefkowitz, I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a fellow who was in Coachella Valley with us in the summer. Blonde. Always taking notes, but not a writing ball.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to come back and work full time.
He's in New York.
You know.
The one in
right, but I don't know what he's really, you know, what he's been helpful back there.
Who is this?
Harold
no.
Lefkowitz.
Yes.
Dresses up in all kinds.
Jake.
Yeah.
Horowitz.
How Horowitz.
Was it Jake Horowitz?
How about
Leftwoods to Jerowitz?
Horowitz.
With an H.
Horowitz. Okay. Jim's so far accepted all five.
Anyway, how about him? He's been
very helpful in New York.
He wants to come to Delano. He wants to work full time.
Yeah, fine. He's good. He's a good worker. He's pretty good.
But you won't think of keeping Delano?
No, he wants to come to Delano. Therefore, he wants to work full time. He doesn't mean he's doing it. I think he'd like to work at a law firm because he's kind of enamored with peak wages and getting clobbered for that club. You know, like all those things going on down there. But I think he would work any place.
Okay, and then Manuel and Richard, and
regarding
the people who Gilbert may know in Texas, is he may know a girl named Kathy, somebody.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Kathy Baker.
She married.
Benny Rodriguez.
But you don't think she's a possibility then?
And she's got married to that guy, no.
Okay. And then, what?
We had enough problems already.
And then Alfredo de Avila, if we want him to, he's working with Gil full-time. He was working with Gil full-time and is now in, where is he?
San Antonio?
And to, know whether he wants to stay.
Have you talked with him?
Yeah, but not, a great deal. Just on business things, phone bills and stuff. And then,
Candy Clark wants to come back?
No, it's a question mark to see if she wants to come back. And then in these next several months, the possibility of how we would use the Antioch volunteers. And then that young guy from Monterey, Jerry, he doesn't speak any English.
Miguel Garcia,
that's right.
From who?
He's from Mexico.
From Monterey.
Where is he now?
With us. He's here in Delano.
Oh, no, he's quitting.
Well, what did you put?
He's quitting.
Yeah. He's just laying around to get collector's list check or something.
Okay, well, and then we thought, those were the people who just off the top of our heads came to mind, but there may be others because we don't have the complete list.
Okay.
And we're trying to get from the cities.
We want more names. These are just the ideas that we
Richard can go.
Okay.
We were assigned to take care of the service center. Gilbert Padilla won't be able to go.
Okay.
I want very much wish to go, but we got to take care of the service center. We moved the door over to the company office. Somebody got to take care of it. Sandy Bernstein and Steve Rock and Steve.
You probably should have the, before you make any decisions, you've got the opportunity to go. They're only going to be here for 3 months, so it's...
We got more and more blank spots to fill, Tony's coming back. Tony Mendez coming back. Pete came back. Robert is coming back, I'm sure. Why?
Coming back to the window.
Well, I don't talk with Robert today, and his wife is leaving. And I tried to talk him out of it, and I won't talk with him. He'll stay alone, but that means he's coming back.
Who's the other one said? Pete Cartnett. Where's he in Kansas City? No.
79? 72.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's three more openings.
20 minutes coming back? Why?
Most of it's pressure from the wives. Real pressure.
Yeah.
Don't.
Pick someone that doesn't share the.
You know, the
I like to go on the boycott.
Yeah, I wish I could go too.
So it doesn't work really. Maybe they take their wives. It still doesn't work. They still want to come back. So
they don't
want to.
Doesn't work.
We're not considering the new
volunteer. It just doesn't work.
No, no, but,
what if they come back? There's going to be a whole crew.
No,
no.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, it's
well, that's what you get when you send them when they don't want to go. See?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get when you send them and they think they're coming home for Christmas and then they don't get to.
Did they think they were coming home for Christmas?
Jim told them in Santa Barbara that they were going to come home probably by Christmas. You never promised them that, but you know.
But if you
when you got the calls, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, Christmas. None of those things matter. You get it done, you get the job done. See, look, just take all the ones who don't want to come back, you know. Marco says, I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to the other one until I see some signed contract, you know. Eliseo says, I don't want to go back until I see the same thing. And a lot of them, you know.
I'm talking Rojas.
So did Andy.
Rojas
and Andy.
Rojas' wife had a baby there.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't?
Shalom.
Yeah, I talked to Rojas' wife's
her
mother.
Her name is Shalom something. I forget.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom
Christina.
Shalom Christina.
We should send him her a letter. A postcard. Can you get a postcard tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, and then take it around and we'll sign it. He doesn't want to come either.
No. He said
okay.
He wants to come back when the boycott's over.
Yeah.
So
the these are the people, see. These
but
are the
his
people.
His wife's mother, for sure, they're going to be coming back very soon.
Yeah, she was there at the hospital.
Yeah.
These are the people, in my opinion, should inherit leadership. These are the people that are willing to sacrifice, and that's why the leadership should go to them. Now, we can somehow be instrumental in making that happen. We'll have a good union.
Why can't the union vote or put it before people to what? That one of the criteria of leadership is success in the boycott.
No, it doesn't work that way.
I mean, there has to be some mechanism in the organization that, you know, people are rewarded for doing certain things and that it's enforced. If not, you know.
But these guys already know what the reward is.
They
yeah,
sure.
Their
that's
I mean, you couldn't convince people that the reward is really the
right.
Unless you said to the others, you get if you don't want it. But what we're just saying is if you don't want to be in, we get out.
So it means, you know, that what do we do? A man works in the strike for 3 years, over 3 years, you know, and then he can't continue, like, in the boycott where he's needed. He comes back to there's nothing to do with the Delano, really. Do we just throw him out? You know, it's a very, very hard decision. And
go. I've noticed one thing, though. I've talked to a lot of union leaders, you know, that, I mean, not union leaders, but who are organizers, you know, fantastic heads on their on their shoulders, but they're not in the leadership. The people in the leadership are the deadwood,
right.
You know, the ones that were doing the politicking
right.
And all that, and
right.
They were left out, and these guys are the ones that have
right.
Visions of what labor could have done.
Well, who built the unions in, you know, like in the 30s? Bill Gertrude tells me that when they started organizing the other workers, no one knew how to ride a. The workers didn't even know how to run a mini grapple. The communists came over, you know, and they know how to ride a leaflets, mimeograph, hold meetings, organize, you know, and then they got it all set up. And then after it was all set up, they throw them out. You know. They clean house.
They're going to throw out all the communists.
Bishop, what's your name, Bishop? Donahoe said, I don't see anything. What he said? I don't see anything wrong with it. The two communists coming to join, what is that? Is it coming to Delano, or they're in Delano?
I don't remember.
The hearing?
At the hearing, it was really great. Uh-huh. And Lima came, remember when Lima came? He spoke. You know, he's the head of the communist party. He came. He never come to Delano, nothing to do with it. But anyway, he came and he spoke, and the stupid jerks gave him a platform, so he blast the Democrats and then bless the Republicans.
No, and all the workers.
And then all the workers. They blow it, they whistle, you know. And you know, they gave him a platform. So one of the reporters said, why did the workers applaud? I said, because the stupid jerks over there gave him a platform. And he told them what the workers want to hear. But he's a communist, we don't give a damn what he is. He said those things we like to hear. Anyway, what about, I was thinking of a talent search. Now we've got...
Well, that's our talent search right there.
No, I mean, we've got some real outstanding guys in California that we're not moving, but if we move them, we'll get in trouble with our organizing in California. We've got Luna, we've got Crescencio Mendoza. I'm sure Crescencio would cut it any place, right. You know, and Reyes, and...
Rangel
would do it any place. The four guys. Then I got my eyes on a couple more guys
Mac.
In that area. Huh?
The Mac.
Mac. Yeah, Mac. Well, you know, we need Mac here.
How about this fellow, what's his name,
What
did he do?
He's a
I know who he is, but I mean, on the campaign for the Humphrey
campaign. He works, they're holding meetings every single night in different places, you know, he's always hustling, membership, he's regular membership.
What was the response, did you talk to him?
No, just like, I don't think he understands what I was trying to tell him.
Well, why don't we put in some more names, huh? Anyway, we're just sort of, you know.
Okay.
Why don't we put in, I put in this guy?
Sure.
Okay, fine. He's their boss, I'm not their boss. But let's put in Luna. Let's put in Crescencio. That's Jose Luna.
Are you serious? Can't be serious that way.
Well, let's say some more.
You'd have another Delano and Hollis in no time flat.
They came in, you know, they call.
He got him, but what? He's got a big position.
Yeah,
you can't pull him out of the places. And that thing will collapse.
I'm desperate.
What's Pablo Carrizales doing?
Pablo Carrizales? Man, have you talked to him?
Cava Botello.
Botello?
Yeah,
will he go? Botello will go.
Pancho Botello?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? All the kids as
a... Manuel Rivera with a guy who can speak English.
Mm-hmm. Manuel Rivera?
Manuel Rivera.
But the English is a handicap. If you send them back east, it's a handicap. There's a lot of people that would understand.
We'll send to San Antonio.
Right? San Antonio, Miami.
Yeah,
Miami
needs them a quarter Cuban.
Let's start thinking of names. Just
okay, San Antonio.
Let your imagination fly. Let's think of names.
Joe Correa.
Joe Correa? When did you come on?
That's a name. That's good.
Okay. Joe who?
Correa.
I'm very lovely guy. But Joe, you know, Joe Correa.
Not the Joe Correa that I know.
Yeah,
Joe Correa, you know.
We've been trying to get him as a
recipe. Really?
Yeah.
Where's
You think he won't come? You're not shaking your head because he won't produce.
I don't think his wife will let him come.
That's another point. That
what
might happen.
But
if produce, we get him.
I mean, in terms of
that's
going to the
ranches. That's why we're acting so bad.
We can't get those
right away
working steady
right.
I mean, for two reasons. One is they're in the leadership position of the ranch committee.
No, not the ranch committees. People who are working, you know, single guys. I mean, do people come anymore and say, I want to go on the boycott?
How about the young fellow that was Teofilo? Oh, how about Teofilo Garcia and his wife? And his whatever. And
lady.
Put him down.
Teofilo?
Teofilo.
Teofilo?
Garcia.
And the young fellow that lives with him.
With him, Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah.
Plus friend and girl, right?
Adelina. Adelina.
Yeah, Teofilo, his wife, and his young friend they have.
Yeah,
that's how you pump blood into the movement.
Look, there's this kid that
in a strike situation, you take whatever you get. And you get a lot of liking over in Coachella. A lot of dead wood.
Oh, brother. There is only my $25, isn't it?
I was in the picket line. I was in the picket line. And then on the other hand, there were some beautiful guys.
This kid, Balthazar Cortacho, down in Lamaj, he's about 19. He could help. He wanted to go on the boycott.
Balthazar who?
Mac knows him.
Balthazar Cortacho.
What about this?
Oh, wait a minute. Balthazar Cortacho. Is that the guy
no.
with the... He's not the guy with the threats?
No, that's another name. Maybe I'm wrong, but we can find out.
It's a threat?
There was one there who told somebody...
Oh, extortion.
Extortion. He had been offered so much money to get rid of him.
Oh,
okay.
Well, he wants to go on a boycott of far away. He's going to
send that's right, that's right.
How
might be the safest place for
him. It might be his way.
No, somebody was saying about this. This fellow that works in Livingston.
What
mentioned that guy from Livingston?
Gene's not smiling.
Who mentioned that fellow from Livingston that was working for a poverty program there?
Oh, Haverfeld. Stephen Haverfeld?
Yes. I understand he wants to come and work for us?
No. That's the one I told you about.
Jim Hollis.
Jim. Yeah, now we have a situation. A fantastic guy, great, but he's a CEO and he's got a job.
He just got fired.
He just got fired for,
CEO.
He was working at some kind of mental
hospital.
Where's
his Stratford?
Where's Jim Stratford?
Where's he from? Pennsylvania?
No, he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, if you get fired, can you lose your CEO classification?
He's a college big minister. We could sponsor him from here? Oh, good.
What's the difference? They haven't heard about it there? Yeah.
Yeah, if the California Selective Service System has to deal with them, then they'll veto us.
Or if his draft board's out of state, then we've got a chance.
If the draft board's out of state, we have a chance. If it's in state, we probably don't have a chance.
You better move.
Hey, I can change my draft board to Philadelphia, couldn't I, for my next appeal? For my appeal or something?
That gives you a chance.
You never can, though.
Well, Philadelphia is a very liberal, it's a very, you know, that's
a
okay, next
place.
Name.
Why don't you register
your
there?
Well,
what about some more farm workers? Right here in Delano, who do we have?
Who's the guy in Madeira?
Yeah, how about
Michael Lopez, but who not sure we haven't talked to.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about Hope.
Lopez.
Oh, she's a wild
fire. But
is she married?
No. No.
Kids?
She has a girl and a boy, I think.
How about the guy in the Yakima Valley?
Tomas Pedro de Nueva.
He's
got a
big
program. He's got a very big
program. Oh, it's a poverty program?
Huh?
No,
it's a co-op. It's
co-op.
You could ask him. Listen, there's a student who worked with him, a Mexican American student who's about a senior in college now, who was worked very hard on the political campaign. And who's been one of his right-hand men.
Who might be?
He's under a lot of
trouble. Well, I'll take him.
No, we don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, what about that live wire lady with the two young daughters and her husband who are from Lamont? You know who I'm talking about? The two daughters, very, very beautiful, they're young. Do you know He was.
How about Compton?
Vivas? He left his strike. Vivas?
They were in Los Angeles with us on the campaign.
But he worked in a lot of places in the city.
No, who are you talking about?
Yeah. What did they work with?
Huh?
They work
with? They didn't work with us. What's that one they work
with? Porterville guys? It's the best.
We're driving. No, not now, sometime back.
What about those guys from Porterville?
That's what we were just talking about.
Sebastian.
Marine.
No, Marine. No, his daughter.
Yolanda. She would go, though. I'm not sure she would.
No, that it was.
How about Rosemary? Well, they come. She's been as good, I think. Well, she wanted to, though. Her mother didn't let her, but she wanted to go this time.
Who?
Rosemary. Mm-hmm. You know, with the long hair. The beautiful one?
Yeah. Alvarez.
Lopez.
Or Lopez.
Yes, right. Lopez. What about Pete and Ray Garcia? Are they too strong? Pete and Ray Garcia? Are they too strong? They're in the Shirley kind of path.
Ramon Lara.
Sure.
What about Ovidio Rodriguez?
Sort of quiet.
You ask Helen, because the people that come in really ask about the union.
Helen knows a lot of them.
Yeah.
How about Ramon Pasillas?
Raymond Pasillas, very much. The little widow.
Oh, that's right. Raymond is a good guy.
Ramon Pasillas, that's right.
The preacher?
Yeah. The battle.
Boy, we had Deadwood.
Tell us, Kelly.
We think we had Deadwood over here, sitting over there.
Hey, I hear one of those priests ran Nixon's campaign in was a co-chair of Nixon's campaign.
Oh, well, you mean Texas's Chavez?
The guy who was the
big
shot of the march.
Mm, he was out here, yeah. He was out here to get Caesar to support
Nixon.
Nixon. He came in a big Cadillac. You're talking about the march to Austin now.
The march to Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The famous march to Austin.
The guys who pulled the money into their...
Yeah.
What did
he came and I got to say, because I can't answer your father.
What about Gene Nelson? He's ready to come back?
No. We don't want him back.
We still have in San Francisco.
We don't want him back. It cost us $500,000. I don't want him back.
Caesar, we saw him
yeah.
In San Francisco.
What's he doing?
At a wobbly convention.
That's right.
Have they started their new farm labor drive?
They're up in Oregon.
They're organizing the car workers in Berkeley now.
Let them organize.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to see him, say hello to him, and and tell him how expensive he is. I don't want him up there. I don't want him.
What about high school kids from this area, like like Blanca, but you know, other people like Adulia Flores wants to come to work again in the summer at least.
I'm just starting a new line of thinking.
Well, how about the old man for us, Yedrico?
You know what?
Build.
I bet you if I go on the boycott with all my family, that I could, you know, I could break this thing, I could force more people to go on the boycott.
But you can't travel.
Yeah, just don't give me a very big city.
You mean we have some another day?
How about Rio Grande City?
Give me a mini city.
You have to take a pool with you.
How about Salt Lake City?
We don't want to do it.
Can you even swim in
Salt Lake?
No, give me a big city, like Pond or
Palm Springs.
El Paul.
There you go, Palm Springs.
Palm Springs.
I learned how to play golf. And
Johnson's going to take his vacations there.
In Palm Springs?
How about Key Biscayne? That would be the best place.
I don't think
there's a place called Hell, California.
Yeah,
has one.
I think I would suffocate there. No, I'm serious. Maybe this would die.
Well, who's on the talent tower? Who's going on this talent tower?
Would you walk to your city then?
Well, Richard Mayne were going to go, but I think what we got to do is, we don't have the names. We get the names of membership and we start going through them. We would, we would hit some people. We get
the membership list.
Yes, what about in Corcoran? No? Woody's gone.
Oh, yeah, what about David?
Woody's gone.
No. I think he's in your health room.
Yeah.
Clip season.
How about Gilbert Flores? Give him out of blood.
He's getting too much money. I don't think we're ready yet to give up that.
We could probably get Sierra Leone.
I'm not
going to
give them.
Now you're talking.
Good idea, I guess. Está muy alto lo ven desde lejos.
Yeah.
He could scare everybody into it.
Let's see. What about Hanford? No. I think what we can really, the best hunting grounds would be, I think, the Fresno, the Parlier, that area.
How about Cortez? What's the guy's name?
What's
that guy's name, Cortez,
in that
house meeting?
Jose Fuentes Cortez?
Huh?
Jose Fuentes Cortez?
Or maybe it's Jose Cortez. Is he around with Jose Reyes? Is he in Fresno? Jose Cortez?
Fuentes, de la Fuente? Edward de la Fuente?
No, Cortez.
In Haynesburg. Yeah.
And he works with Jose. Well, we just were talking at a house meeting. It was very helpful.
Yeah. Why don't you put him down?
What's his first name? Jose Cortez?
I'm just
Cortez,
guessing.
Yeah.
I'm not
that's
sure.
He's in Kingsbury. De La Fuente is in traction.
One of those.
One
did
of those,
you
yeah.
Mercy and Joe Pena?
Seven
fruit
type.
Mercy and Joe
Pena? Were they the ones that appeared in the decision in the lingo?
I don't know. They were suggesting.
What about
you think of Dr. Reed? Let's send him.
Dr. Reed?
I've never seen
Dr. Reed, the minister.
No, it was Manners.
They.
Oh, yeah.
They really. We did a good one. We see. What about. Nothing out of. Well, let's say by ranches. Anything out of Almaden?
Manually going like.
And you got out of Madden.
Do you want me to go get the credit union books and we'll just go over and pay?
Well, that's not if you want to go. I don't know if they're going to work though.
That's right. They have to prove themselves before you get them. Otherwise, you
don't know. None of this.
Those that have proven themselves are getting them as they're, they're flowering as they're.
Otherwise, you just have a bunch of people taking a vacation.
Whoever goes has to go, and the wife has to agree to go. And like to go, and also they have to understand. You know, it was my fault as much as anybody. It's probably more my fault more, but they have to go with the idea that this is a job, just as organizing the Georgia Ranch is a job. And you go with your family, and you may live there 2-3 years, and it's just like you work with a company, and you're being transferred someplace. And you get that whole idea that you're. Like Ross told me he wouldn't come back because he has more friends in Pittsburgh than he has here, and he plans on living in Pittsburgh when he starts over.
Oh, God.
he told me that about 2 months after he went there. You know, he said, don't ask. He said, I said something about you guys eager to come home for Christmas. And he said, do we have to?
Because, no kidding, he had plans made for Christmas with friends there that he didn't want to break up because it was too...
It was just, so the people...
That was part of it.
Wonderful too.
Well, he has a right to feel that way, you know. It was very hard for him to break into the lane.
I don't see how he took.
I don't see how, with all the humiliations, I don't see how he took it.
See, that's what makes... Makes him great.
He's a big man. That's what makes him big. He came from another group that was, and he was the only one. See, and I put my hand in my sky. The only one I want from the whole group is this guy. I'll take the others as a trade, you know. But I want him, and it turned out he was the only one that came.
After you've been in that area for 3 months, if you've been doing a job, you really don't want to go home for Christmas.
No, I mean,
you've
got all
made
the investment, you know.
Yeah,
sure.
You've made primary, you know, relationships, you know, that mean a lot, you know. But,
that's right, we're just going to start picking because we get in trouble again. We got to, you know.
What about these people, Caesar, from Norwich? It's Elgato, what they call Elgato?
Norwich.
This lady that and her husband, she is a real fireball, you know. What's her name?
I remember her name, but I didn't see it.
From where?
Lovichit. Mendoza.
There's some fire over at some fire.
I think her name is Esperanza also.
Do you have any...
Watsonville, huh?
Do you have any young volunteers,
oh, listen,
single people who are helping you?
What about
that?
That family?
We had one real good buddy. She's in
the family in Watsonville. We have a good family there.
Yeah, well, we have two girls that are working with us for them.
What about that, the leader?
I don't know if any of... They could probably... I don't know if one of them would, you know, be able to go into a meeting.
What about the leader in Gilroy? What's that?
Vasquez.
Yeah. What about the volunteer?
Well, I mean,
you know, maybe.
Would she do more if she were away from the family?
Or you mean as a city?
Yeah.
Possibly. Separated from...
So what do you think, taking Maria from...
Possibly. Paul, you know, I'd like to see Paul as elsewhere. I think Paul is doing what he can do with you, you know, out of... But he wouldn't come in person.
Caesar, Paul is from around Texas someplace, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, San Antonio, one of those cities you were thinking about, San Antonio, and maybe with Manuel Rivera or something like that, a combination like that you were thinking.
Why don't we take all the people on the boycott and try now, those that have some experience, try to split them off, you know, to other towns, and then with the new people try to fill in, you know, the...
It's not necessarily true, because even if you're in a boycott group, if you put alone, you won't be able to do it.
And there are some.
How about Tonya?
Oh, yeah.
No, Tonya Salua couldn't operate by herself.
No, not alone, but with a...
With somebody
like
else.
She's
good to take
orders. How about Tonya and Maria?
Maria, maybe. Yeah, I don't know Maria. I haven't never...
But
Maria,
what if they work together? Because Tonya speaks good English.
Maria from Chicago.
Yeah. Tonya is a good helper, but she couldn't. She wouldn't.
Unless Maria has learned something.
Well, let's face it, you know?
Yeah, no, Tonya is just...
Oh, man. This is a waste of time, what we're talking about.
What are we going
to
do?
Well, let's get to... Well, I mean, you're just talking... It's nonsense there, all these names, you know? I mean, you don't even know where they're going to go, you don't even know nothing. I mean, you know.
You don't think we should ask them?
Yeah, but I mean,
Do you mean let's find out first?
Let's get down to. I mean,
you don't get down to the.
Right, that's material. That thing can be gotten by telephone tomorrow in no time flat. Or by, we're wasting here sleep and time and just mentioning names.
Good tape and all that.
Good tape.
Okay, well, let's go. Let's.
Talk
it's okay with you. Let's.
You want to talk about the next thing, the strategy?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. Why don't we give them a dose of poison? Why don't we talk about how we're going to use the insecticides here? That's the last trick in the bag.
Beauty bomb.
We could spray a bunch of grapes and lock and got it.
No, obviously, the thing is, we start now. And we start just telling people about the insecticides.
Well, I mean, get some people real sick.
Oh,
make a couple of dollars.
Pick us some place where we don't have any friends.
God, don't ever let that.
We start with leaflets, talking about the poison, and really make it scary. And the attorneys are working on it day and night now. Their job is to give us some facts and some legal standing. And we're going to go to trial, we're going to have a trial, and we're going to build it up. So we tell people not to eat grapes. I mean, this is an all-out fight.
We don't have to tell people not to eat grapes.
Scare
about
the hell out of them, you know, because of the danger of the pesticides. Remember 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last year we wouldn't use that? I think you have to use it. I think it's either...
Three years ago, and two years ago, we wouldn't boycott all grapes either.
That's right.
So, you know, the...
They force us into escalating this, so let's bomb. Let's bomb the north.
The next thing to do, Caesar, is to pour blood on the grapes.
They already did that in Washington. It was very effective.
Brevet blood?
Pour blood on the grapes.
Brevet blood or
No, the blood of the people doing the pouring.
Yeah.
Wasn't that effective in Washington,
too? Well, most effective thing, I think, would be if you drew it from your body right there before you did it.
Pour blood on the grapes. That's you pour blood on the grapes.
In the supermarkets. Like the Catonsville 9 and the Milwaukee 14 did with the Protective Service Fire.
Same blood?
I met five of them.
But see, that sounds very good, but it can have an awful backlash to it.
Yes, it can.
There's a lot of things can be done, but boy, you know,
the pesticides can have a terrible backlash to it unless it's done right. That's what we have to talk about. The technique
of doing it. I think that if it's done right, it's not going to have backlash because it can't backlash. We're not going to do it. We're going to find our friends to do it for us. And we're going to use crutches to do it with. In other words, we're going to do what the way we're going to do it is the way the big operators operate, you know. We're going to have somebody else do it for us. Why don't you tell us, Manuel, your idea? I think Manuel's idea, we had a tape on this the other day. And Manuel came up with an idea that I think it's maybe the best way of doing it.
Well, the idea is the same as Andy is doing in Baltimore, same thing, identical thing, only talking to groups and asking them, you know, what can we do about this? You know, this is what's happening and we don't know what to do. Could you give me some help, give you advice as to what to do? So. Naturally, they're going to say, well, how about it? Let's put it out and let the people know about it. So then you give them that, and then you go on different groups. All lots of you work in this town, you go to different groups and ask them, church groups and all kinds of groups. You know. Then ask them for the advice, and then naturally the advice they're going to give you is that we should let the people know, and we should do this, we should do that. And once they give you the advice, then you can come around and ask for the help, you know, how and... Actually, they'll be doing it, you know, because they gave you the advice, and when you come back for the help, they can't say, well, we give you advice, but we can't help you.
Make it more clear, this, you know, go to a group and say...
It's a national cheesemate campaign.
Actually,
go to a group and we
national
say...
National cheesemate campaign.
We say, gee, you know, we just found out something very terrible, and we need your advice. We found out that you know, there's a lot of TEPP or paraffine or whatever it is in the grapes, you know. And we want to let the consumers know about this, we're very worried about our own workers, but if we do, it might just ruin the table industry. The table grape industry, it's going to have it can be very, very bad for the industry. What do you think we should do?
I can just see the church groups. You're right. We really don't want to ruin that industry.
But then you say, how about the farm workers are getting poisoned on this every day?
And then I say, what
about you?
What about the people? Do we have a responsibility for the people, to the consumers, or don't we? that you got the news. That's it. No, that's the news. And almost everybody's gonna say the hell with them, you know. And if we do it right now, we gotta start doing it right now, you know, right away. But doing it very subtly, you know, until the bills, they can stop.
That depends on the facts. I mean, it depends in part on some material that leads us to the
conclusion. Yeah, there's gonna be investigations.
There's no question about it. Legally, I'm told that legally they can't touch us, you know.
No, but how about the facts of
is pesticides? There a pesticide on the grape?
Can Jerry and David give the raw material to work with? You know, what?
Oh, yes. They're convinced that there is, and they've got a guy, a professional sprayer. This is a guy who's a contract sprayer, who says that there is, and who talked about him being, you know, when he was applying and he got sick, and he says that there is residue in the grape. He doesn't know how much, how it's an accumulated kind of thing, you know. So it's just like smoking, but it's there, and we have. They tell me, and they're still investigating that, you know. Mm-hmm. So we can see there's no. If it's sprayed there, even if it's not on the grapes, we do know that it's sprayed on the grapes, and we know that it's sprayed at such a time when the bunch is forming, when it's formed after a while, you know, start getting all this. So even if it's not on the grape itself, which I doubt it, it must be. We can talk about, like, so we don't know, but it's sprayed on it. Therefore,
also, it's systemic. You know, they shoot things into the body. Different kinds of things too, like the nitrates. I mean, or whatever it is in the soil and things like that.
Yeah, but.
Inside? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
they've got the Jibrel, but they most people say that they're not. There is a remote possibility it may cause cancer, but that's just like you know.
The thing hangs on whether or not the growers will play the game right, and what they have to do is refuse to let us have the records and continue as they've done, but continue to fight
season
from letting us see what's going on in the grapes.
See, sir,
that's I think even a step further, you know what I think will be the best thing they can do, and I think they'll do it. The moment we break out and we make an attack, they're going to say, no, it's not true. And then they're going to get the government involved, you know, Nixon. The Department of Agriculture finds that there is no poison in the grapes. That's what we want. That makes the issue. We say there is, they say there isn't. And there's two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then it's going to bring it up to this.
Nixon's going to...
See, so you mentioned Jabrelic. The Food and Drug Administration nosing around, and there is a tolerance limit for table grapes for gibberellic acid. Food and Drug Administration has set a human consumption tolerance level. There can only be so much on the grapes. Nobody observes it. The stuff's poured on. The Food and Drug Administration doesn't think it's particularly dangerous, but they have set a tolerance limit, and it's illegal to go beyond the limit.
Okay. You're going to be here tomorrow?
No, but I gave it to Jerry.
Oh, you already
I brought the section number with
one.
You gave it to Jerry.
Okay. That can be used.
So brilliant.
That can be used. And that is going to be... When we start doing that, they're going to start shooting at us with live bullets. Because you've got then you're really
you will come, did you?
then you're really hitting it. I mean, that's the open warfare. There's no hope barred. But it's got to be done. It seems to me.
Who broke the cranberry story originally?
The cranberry story was the Department of Agriculture made a stupid remark. You know, it wasn't over a fight. You know,
I know it wasn't, but I mean, but I still
some
was
guy,
asking
some
the
government,
question.
Who, some
who
guy in government made a statement, and then the industry got on him, and then he refuted the statement. And the more he said, no, it isn't what I said it was, the more people, you know, the more people believed it, you know. And
yeah. Nobody actually got sick?
I think that there was...
Workers got sick.
Some workers got sick, but it came out of something, you know.
Let me tell you about an experience I had in Washington. I was at a public health meeting, and it was just one of those things where they paid for the tickets so they could go on the boycott. But I spent a day at this public health meeting, and I was appealing for some kind of investigation into what happens to farm workers when they get the stuff on their skin. And none of the administrative officials would even bite. I mean, it would just, you know, we can't do anything because we don't have investigatory powers. And, but there was a doctor who worked for the public health service in the back, who's a consultant to the public health service on environmental health. And after it was over, he pulled me aside real quietly. He walked to the taxi with me and said, look, he said, what you're talking about, you don't even know what you're talking about. He says, I worked for the University of California, Riverside, and I did research while I was at the university for the Coachella Valley growers. And you don't even know what they're spraying on that. What you're talking about is child's play compared to what's really going on. He says, and I'll be glad anytime to testify what went on in Coachella Valley about the tolerance levels and the breaking of the law. And he gave me his name and everything. He said, just when you're ready, let me know. I'll speak any place about this. That was fun. But there are these people all around, you know, these things. But we're not getting to them yet. But they're going to come out of the woodwork as soon as...
Oh, yeah. I think
my
idea, you know, of asking people, what should we do? Where, you know, we've just found out we have responsibility to the grape industry. We don't want to destroy it yet. My hunch is that they're going to say, the hell with the industry.
Yeah, they will.
And once they start doing that, you know.
Well, the people who've been active.
That's right. That's
the people who've been working on the boycott, they're ready.
Yeah. And see, they'll ask us, you know, and they will come up with a mic. We don't say, yes, they're full of poison. No, we are still going to be, we don't know. We're still researching it. There's,
government won't give us the records. We
can't get the records. We feel that there must be hiding something, but we don't know. But we do know that it'll be a mild kind of thing, so it doesn't appear like we're using it as a scare tactic, because see, that can have a repercussion. But we know how to do that. We can.
And then
I think they should also
have.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay. And then instead of using the papers for this, you know, you can start what Andy's doing in Baltimore, just a well-constructed leaflet about it. You know, kind of like the one that was used in Detroit about the toilet, no toilets in the fields. You know, it just kind of pinned around and starts out. You know, have you ever gone on a picnic and, you know, found that there are no toilets, and, you know, then just goes on like that very casually, and finally ends up, you know, that if you buy grapes and eat them, you're eating shit, you know. That's the conclusion that you draw. Well, you make a well-constructed leaflet like that, and just start leafleting, you know, just...
And that has come far into the game, you know, after...
Mm-hmm.
You know, with another angle on that whole thing is having some people who are farm workers demand that the Agricultural Extension Service provide information on these, because that's what it's supposed to do under the land grant system, you know, for the college, for the university system. I mean, that's their obligation. That's what they're set up for, to provide information to tell some grower how to put a drain on his roof or what germ is in his berry. And they're supposed to serve the whole rural community, and I think we'd get a lot of mileage, you know, and that kind of concentration, because that's government money.
And those guys would react beautifully too.
Oh.
They'd say, you don't know, I'm not going to tell the public or anybody what's on those grapes. That's not
I asked, I was up there with Fujimoto.
And that's a plus. That's
yeah,
what makes
right.
the issue.
I was
yeah.
up there with Fujimoto.
Growers,
this guy is Sal Fujimoto, who's up in Davis. And I was talking to Santa Clara. He had this guy came over, Santa Clara County agent. I said, you know, we were talking about all these studies they do, and he was telling me how 60% of all their dealings are with the corporate growers that provide information. What if some farmer came in here and asked you what was sprayed on those berries that he picked, or, you know, if he was getting some kind of diseases? Farm workers don't ask that kind of question. That kind of, you know.
This really was supposed to be a pretty good guy.
You can relate to that, you know, because like in Ohio, you know, you can talk about pesticides in tomatoes, you know.
Just every part.
Yeah, so what happens is once you begin to do these things, then the growers in California settles them things before we get in trouble. You know, it's just this kind of thing. But we gotta play it. We really gotta play it. We gotta play it very well. We gotta play. We gotta do a CIA role here.
Everybody read the silence.
Well, I'll do the CIA.
We gotta do a
the silence first.
Say, Jim, if he wants to come back to have a meeting in your house, you better eat us tomorrow breakfast. And,
well, we have one.
Quick after 12.
Play some fish. Well, we have just one more thing. Why don't we get your other brother?
Jim, how's that?
Why don't we get the other thing that we have?
Well, yeah, the other idea is to take, if we're going to have a lot of new people coming in, if we, you know, if we can get them, if Manuel can find them, then, yeah, it's down the right. Then,
quick, Jim, we only have a half an inch.
The idea is to, not to send them directly to their own cities, but to, I'll send a guide.
Give him a cup.
He has this
or jar.
Rather than send people from Delano that haven't ever been on the boycott directly to New Orleans, which is a new city, we send them. We send two families to New York City, two families to Boston, two families to Chicago, and they spend a month working with experts. And we tell Eliseo, we don't want you to use the people as pickets or just to drive around in cars. We want you to train them. We expect you to put them through the mill. Go talk to management. Every time you talk to managers of chain stores, you have them there and you make them talk. Do all the things. Go through the whole thing. And then that goes on for a month, say the month of February. Then for the month of March, we begin setting up four regional meetings. One for the Northeast, one for the Midwest, one for the South, one for the West, right. And we pull all the our professional boycott people, that are already there right now, into this meeting along with let's say we want to send somebody to Albany, New York, and we know we've got friends in Albany who are interested in the boycott. They would like to have some staff come. They'd like to have a full-time farm worker there or something, you know. So we bring our professional organizers together. We bring together the Albany people who are interested, and then also we bring in the new people who are going to go to Albany from, but who have been trained in New York. They come to this conference thing. Mm-hmm. Then they go back, they go straight from the conference
with the people
that they're going to be working with in Albany, and it's all, you know, they know the plan, they know how to treat the pesticides, they know the what to do on picketing, all these ideas are hashed around.
Absolutely.
And you get a strategy for Albany before you even get to Albany.
Amen.
Then we keep a kind of a regional basis going, so that it's if we put any more people, it's already impossible now to know what's going on out there. And it shouldn't be the responsibility of Delano to know what the hell's happening in New York, because we're never going to figure out what's going on in New York. There's got to be somebody like Manuel to go around to these within that regional area to keep banging away and making sure that within that region is coordinated. If they're going to take on A&P, everybody knows it's A&P. Or if that's what the strategy is, it's got to be there's got to be a closer contact than Delano. Now my idea was to have Chris take a month and go out ahead, find the place for the conference, find the resources, make sure that it's all set up so that we don't have to take time away from the professional boycott staff out there.